There are few discussions between parents and teenagers that are so common that they become iconic. Curfews, the car, and of course the one about the tattoo. The central dilemma being that one who has survived adolescence and gone on to become the parent of a teenager is more, shall we say, appreciative of the changes that time hath wrought on that Grateful Dead dancing bear inked on one's posterior and the reactions of future employers. Today, to guide us through the tortured territory of the teenage tattoo is our own Amy Dickinson. She writes the syndicated Ask Amy column for the Chicago Tribune and joins us regularly on this program. Parents, have you talked with your teen about getting a tattoo? Talk them out of it. Teenagers, have you gotten one? Have you had the talk with your parents? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. Amy Dickinson joins us today from the studios at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, and nice to have you back, as always.
Hey, Neil, thanks. And by the way, I am tattoo-free, but that's my choice, man.
But I assume you've gotten this question in the mails.
It is one of the most persistent questions I get in my column, and I have to say, I have been covering, so to speak, the whole tattoo question for about 10 years. Back in the day, I wrote a column for Time magazine, and I wrote a column about tattoo, about this new trend mm-hmm. of young people wanting tattoos. And I started following a young cousin of mine who at age 18, the second he could, started getting tattoos. He is now 30 years old. I called him last night. And I said, so, Aaron, any regrets? Because he's quite heavily tattooed. And he said, the Yoda, maybe.
Maybe, but the Yoda should go, yeah.
But he also talked a lot about his ink. And he said, you know, I have a question mark on one forearm and an exclamation point on the other. He said, that started so many conversations. He said, Amy, you know, everybody loves punctuation. But he also, when he was first getting tattoos, he was young, didn't really know what he was going to do with his life, sort of drifting around a little bit. And now he's a sommelier at a fine dining restaurant, and he is very happy, glad, and smart not to get tattoos on his neck, his hands, or his face.
So that he can continue to work at restaurants like that where this might be frowned upon.
Right. And he told me he is very aware that it is frowned upon and that he's quite aware of the effect his art, his body art has on other people. He's always aware of that.
There is also, you mentioned the Yoda tattoo, which is merely, you know, an unfortunate choice, perhaps.
Or awesome, whichever
or awesome,
way you
whichever,
see it.
But nevertheless, there are other tattoos that can be, well, it's not merely a tattoo. It's the phrase tramp stamp comes to mind.
Well, do explain. Listen, this comes up in families. I just got a letter from someone who said that her father was disowning, you know, quote, disowning mm-hmm. her 23-year-old sister because the 23-year-old had decided to get a tattoo. Honestly, this is not something to disown a grown person over. It absolutely is not. This falls into the category of picking your battles. And Neil, you and I came up in the day in the 60s when families would have pitched battles over hair length.
Yep.
I mean, do you remember that?
I do.
I remember families torn asunder over hair. And it just seems very silly. Now, tattoos, it's more serious, it's more permanent. And I do know that 36% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 have tattoos. So that's a lot of people.
Here's an email from Eric in Scottsdale. My daughter was over 18, so the issue was moot. However, my son was not. I told him I would not stop him from getting the tattoo. I recommended he have it somewhere that is not readily visible. He actually listened. 6 years later, when he was job hunting, he thanked me because his employer asked him any visible tattoos. When he said no, the employer told him that their customers were conservative and he would not have been able to get the job if he had visible tattoos. Has been with the company 3 years now, promoted twice, and very happy. So much like your young cousin.
Absolutely. And furthermore, I have interviewed tattoo artists who tell me no reputable, you know, tattoo artist would ink someone under 18. They're just, you know, piercings are different from tattoos. A lot of people think that piercings are worse in a way. But, you know, piercings are very, very easily reversed.
Undone.
And
yeah.
a tattoo is very, very challenging. And tattoo artists, reputable ones, say they won't ink anyone under 18 because it's permanent.
Let's see if we can talk with Ryan. Ryan calling us from Fort Wayne.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I have lots of tattoos, and once my father seen my first one that I got, he wasn't a big fan of it. He didn't say anything at first. Eventually, he accosted me about it, but I went on to get a lot more, and once I got a tattoo kind of commemorating the family, a family tattoo, he saw that and liked it and ended up getting one himself with his three sons' names and a band around his arm. Something very tasteful. So, like, he ended up coming around.
That sounds like fun. But, Ryan, how old were you when you got the first one?
I was 20 when I got my first one.
So, at that point, it's your body and nobody else's business.
I guess I grew up under one of the households where I still try to hide it for the longest time. And, you know, honestly, even when I still do go around family and family events, I don't wear shorts usually just to hide some tattoos. But it's not as frowned upon as it used to be, I suppose.
No, it's become much more acceptable, Amy.
Yes.
It has. But I would say, and I spoke with my young cousin about this way back in the day, I urged him to go pay a visit with our uncle, who is in his 80s, and got his own tattoo when he was in the Merchant Marine back in the 40s of a ship. And let me just tell you, on old skin, that ship has sailed. You know, older skin, you have to imagine the effect of aging, sagging skin on your tattoo. You have to try and imagine that. And I know young people, you can never imagine it, but it's something in about 25 years we're going to be really dealing with.
Ryan, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to Sasha. Sasha with us from San Francisco.
Hello. I actually am a tattoo artist, and I had two comments. One, I've actually had parents either call or come in with their teenager and ask if we can tattoo them, and of course we can't in California under 18. And it's so interesting because I think parents are trying to be the cool parent that says okay, but inevitably they're all relieved.
And all relieved.
They're all relieved when I say I can't tattoo their teenager. And so that's just wanted to throw that out there. But some of them really do actually even say, well, if you want to do this, we'll come in with you. But we can't do it in California.
In California. The other point you wanted to make?
The other one I just wanted to, the comment that Amy just said about tattoos looking bad in the 80s. Just a technical issue is that a lot of the tattoos that were done 60 years ago were done too small. And so if they're done well, they won't look as bad. So I just wanted to just say on a technical issue.
I'm sure the tattoo will look fine. My skin, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, skin I can't help you with. But that's, I just wanted to say from a tattoo artist, I've seen parents come in. So thanks.
Thanks very much. Amy, we're in a new world where, yes, you and I were of the generation where parents were, like Sasha was talking about, relieved when it turns out this could not happen. This is a new day.
This is a new day, and I have a sister who has a tattoo, got it in her 40s. Many adults I know have tattoos or are getting them. And it really should be considered a matter of personal choice. And I think that, you know, this is one of the great lessons in terms of parenting, is that we try to raise our children so that by the time they're in their teens and later teens, we're turning their lives over to them. And so you say, look, here's the story with tattoos. When you're 18, if you choose this, that's your choice. The consequences are as follows. But should you disown? I mean, it's one thing if your child chooses to get a tattoo that's so visible, and if it's a symbol of hate or something that, or if it's against your religion, that's another matter. But in terms of just a personal choice, I think it should not be a deal breaker.
Let's go next to Dave. Dave with us from Corvallis in Oregon.
Hi, Neil. I just wanted to, you know, it's interesting about the parental thing is that when my children were very little, I was very adamant about opening up a lot of rock and roll kind of music to them. And my son, who's now a musician, he's 19, and I'm 45. He's a drummer and a guitar player, and he knew all along that I was very opposed to tattoos and that kind of thing. But now he's got a Jimi Hendrix tattoo, and let me also say that his mother is an art history major. So he's got this beautiful Jimi Hendrix tattoo on his shoulder, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, you know what? This is the music you brought me up with, and Mom is this art stuff." So there's a part of me that is really grieving about what he's doing with these tattoos because they're permanent and they're long lasting. Not only that, we're Jewish, and so I just there's always this thing you can't be buried in the cemetery with tattoos, you know. So anyway, but there's this ongoing thing with my kids, and he even teases me about getting a Beatles tattoo on my leg because I don't like the Beatles.
No, that's just to get in your head, Dave. The Jewish issue you mentioned religion just a moment ago, Amy. That's very real for some people.
It is. And in fact, my cousin, who I am mentioning, is also Jewish. And he said that when he went to Israel, the border, you know, guards he was dealing with could not believe that he was Jewish because he did have body art. And he said he was asked to recite Torah portions that he hadn't remembered since his bar mitzvah. So
just to prove it.
But he said it's, you know, it's a challenging issue. And he had to wrestle with that in his own way and decide that he felt he could be a good member of his faith and have tattoos, although a lot of people don't agree.
Dave, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Neil.
Ask Amy's Amy Dickinson is with us. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's an email we got from Sally in Oklahoma. She writes, "The only son of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow spent time in the newly opened Japan and came home with a gigantic tattoo on his back, more on his arms. Imagine what a shock that was in the late 1800s. And we've done some fact-checking. It turns out his name was Charles, and the tattoo was a carp on his back, so a gigantic fish on his back. And,
This brings up an issue. What if you get a carp on your back and you meet someone who's like not a fan of carps but would rather you have a lobster? You know, one of the things that people do when they get, you know, brands or bands or, you know, girlfriends' initials tattooed onto them, they lack the foresight to realize that their life will change, their circumstances will change, and the people they encounter, you know, it's going to be an issue. Like that caller who said he never wears shorts when he's around his family. Well, do you really want to do that the rest of your life?
Let's get Aaron on the line. Aaron with us in Berkeley, California.
Hi. I'm just calling because I am almost 25, and I don't have a carp on my back, but I have a huge lotus flower, which I got when I was 18. And it's beautiful, and I'm not against tattoos, but I am in the process of having it removed. I'm like every teenager's worst nightmare calling in to tell you this. But, it's not so much that I regret it, but I've grown up, and the imagery represents a specific time in my life, and you know, I don't need that reminder anymore across my back, and it definitely changes what I'm willing to wear in public and that sort of thing. And I have three. I'm only getting one removed, just the big one.
Uh-huh.
But
and
yeah.
Is that how difficult is that process?
I haven't started. I had my first appointment. And I've been told it's really, really painful. I'm going to do laser. And, you know, it takes time, and it's not guaranteed. There might always be a little bit left over, that sort of thing. And it is expensive. It's definitely more expensive to get it removed than to get it. I've enjoyed it while I've had it, but I don't want to be a little old woman with a giant thing on my back.
And, you know, the American Dermatological Association has photographs on their website of tattoos after they've been removed, and you do see, you know, traces and a shadow and sometimes some scarring, and it is quite a process. And that's, I love this caller because you're being very frank about, you make a choice when you're 18 to 20, and by the time you're 25, you're not so much with the lotus. So good for you.
Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, not that much time has changed, but obviously so many things have occurred in my life in a short time that, you know, it's just no longer necessary for me to have that representation.
Erin, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. And here's a couple of more emails. This from Jillian in Sacramento. My parents told me and my sister if we got a tattoo, we would be on the hook for all our college loans and debt. We both graduated tattoo and debt-free. And this one from Olivia. I am surprised that this is still a hot topic for parents. My mother rolled with my desire to get my first tattoo when I was 17 by looking at the whole of who I was at that time. Since I was an A student, avid volunteer, college bound, she decided I was capable of making my own decisions. I feel my tattoos help me to remember who I am. If the worst thing I do in my life is to get a tattoo, I think I will have done just fine. So, Amy, it's maybe it's a little like those arguments about the long hair back in the day, not so important after a while.
That email is from a very, very wise young woman. And I'll add this. My own daughter is 20. And when I asked her if she would ever get a tattoo, she said no, because, you know, I want to be different.
Amy, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Neil.
Amy Dickinson writes the syndicated column Ask Amy for the Chicago Tribune. She's a regular guest on this program. Her book is available now. It's titled The Mighty Queens of Freeville. And tomorrow at Science Friday, Paul Rayburn guest hosts with a look at new research on infertility, plus fish that can learn, and new research on same-sex relationships in the animal world. All tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll see you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.
Tattooed.